time is my Tana Whare Wera is joining us today. Now, this is to do with the Opihi Whanangakore, the ancient land. Most of you'd be familiar that earlier this year, the Environment Court upheld a Whakatane District Council decision to award a resource consent to a company wanting to develop a subdivision at Bunyan Road. Now, the awarding of the consent was opposed by Te Runanga o Ngāti Awa, Ngāti Tai Whakaia, and Opihi Whanangakore Trust, because they believe that the subdivision will be built next to on top of an ancient urupa where many mātātua tipuna are buried. There is another hui on today, and Esme is kindly with us, literally from the venue. Tēnā koe, Esme.
Morena.
Thanks for joining us, Esme. Obviously, this is must be infuriating for you, a piece of whenua so familiar over so many years, and the idea of it housing retirement village whare must be really grating. Tell us about this hui that you're at today, please.
Morena. So the hui is actually the court hearing through the environmental court. This is where one of our hapu, Ngāi Tai Whakaia, and our iwi entity, Te Runanga o Ngāti Awa, will appeal the proposed development against what the developers want to do in terms of developing on Opihi, which are the houses and a retirement village.
Thanks very much. Esme, could I ask you to maybe come off speakerphone just so we can get a clearer picture? Can you describe the land to our listeners here, predominantly in Tamaki, and how you feel about it?
Well, definitely it's a desecration to our tipuna, also our whānau that are buried at Opihi. Also, it's not a very nice feeling to have the developments go ahead, well, not go ahead, but to be proposed on that particular part of the whenua.
So this is a jurisdictional hearing.
Yes. Yes,
and you're appealing the Environment Court's decision. It's, again, sad that we have to do that. Māori are often forced to appeal against the Environment Court's decision. You'd think that that's an organisation that should uphold what we value, but instead we seem so often to be butting heads with the court, ne?
Yes, definitely. And I think too, we have many kaupapa that's happening within Aotearoa even today as we speak, such as Pūtiki, and we had Ihu Mātou, who has successfully challenged and fought that particular system to maintain their whenua and the mana of their tipuna, whereas Opihi, we're actually going for another phase of it today with the court hearing. It is. It's very unfortunate that we as Māori have to experience that in our lifetime, and also in the past as well.
We seemingly have some Māori representation on the Environment Court, but so often not coming in our favour and going in favour of development. You've met this morning, and tell us about the protest. It's tough on you guys. It's a horrid day, and but yet I'm sure there are some of you so incensed by the situation that you've banded together. Describe those who are supporting you today, please.
Yep, sure. So today's protest is purely in our stance. So I will actually start with our group, our core group that we've established ourselves, and particularly going back to when you mentioned about earlier this year, we had a court hearing council level where we had our kaitiaki, Tai Whakaia and our runanga appealing the proposed development. So what happened after that was a group of us actually came out of that hearing and just knew we had to do something. And then basically from that one feeling we had to do something, we identified what it was that we wanted to do, and of course that is to protect our Opihi Whanaunakore. So today's protest is definitely to support those of the two parties that are going to appeal against the proposed development. But for us as a rangatahi group, we want to bring awareness not just to our rangatahi, but through hapu level of Ngāti Awa, through Ngāti Awa iwi, mātātua whānui, and also the community of Whakatāne as well. So basically, yeah, the stance is basically simple as it is, to protect ōpihi whanau na kore from the developments that have been proposed to happen.
Well, and again, it's a reminder that our people have to fight for everything. Do you know what I mean here? When we think back through time, if we don't stand our ground, put a poe on the ground, our ways can easily be trampled upon. I respect your stance, as we have in other principled challenges and sometimes occupations. But if we don't fight for the whenua, who else is going to do that mahi for us? Esme, big ups to you and the team that are gathered there. So you'll make your feelings felt to the Environment Court. Where to for this one next? Do you know what's around the corner?
At the moment, I'm not personally too sure what will happen after this, and I guess we won't know until when the hearing is done. All I just know is that we, the rangatahi, we are here, and we are here to protect our whenua, that it's been a generational fight throughout the many decades, years. And just like what you said, that if we don't stand up now, who's going to do it for us? So we've also got just educating our children about ōpihi, kaitiakitanga, that we want them to just really learn. And because ōpihi for me is such a place of ambience, ōpihi must be highlighted in a very positive way of learning through kaitiakitanga, tino rangatiratanga, mana motuhake, mamea katoa te ao Māori. So, yeah, I guess we'll see how we go today, and then our next steps will be created from that.